and bringing it back to Rosie on the House, where we'll go to the calls. We do have an open line. If you'd like to jump on board, give us a little chit-chat. It's 1-888-767-4348.
You know what we're going to have to do after we interview APS? We're going to have a... We're going to get your Kohler. We're going to get Generac. We're going to get every power... Every generating company paneled together, because I can't tell you how many people and emails we got this week asking, what's the best generator to go buy?
Man could make a fortune right now. I mean, an absolute fortune right now. I like the one I invented. I just don't have time to develop it.
Give it to me again. You talked about it last Saturday with Steve.
It's a two-cylinder natural gas compressor connected to a car alternator.
Okay.
Mounted in a box on the side of your house.
Okay.
And that's fed through an inverter into the electric panel of your home.
And even if it just ran straight
on peak, just run it on peak.
Yeah.
That's it. Just run it on peak. It's about 8 cents a kilowatt by my best calculations.
Okay.
A two-cylinder natural gas compressor.
And on
a fan, a fan belt, and a good alternator.
And on peak is 24 cents.
Oh, it depends. Kilowatt. It depends on which one of the plans you choose as to what you're paying and what your peak load is and all of that. So, but we did get several investors calling us this week saying, Rosie, if you can build it and put it together, we'll back you. Let's go to the phones and know that there's open lines. If you still want to sneak in, you got a project you want to talk to us about, give us a ring. Jamie, good morning. Thanks for calling. Rosie on the House.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
So, hey, I have a question for you. We're looking at doing an expansion at our house.
Okay.
Basically want to add a couple of bedrooms and some more functional space and some storage.
Okay.
And honestly, we're just really not even sure where to start. We've done some remodel in the past, but this just seems like a whole nother project.
What remodeling have you done in the past?
So we've done the interior. We did the floors, the bathroom, and the kitchen.
Okay. And that's at this house that you're in now?
That's the house we're in now, yep.
Okay, all right. So you've done some particular trades. You brought a floor covering guy in and did the floor covering. Done.
No, we actually hired a general contractor to come in and really manage and run the whole thing.
Okay.
We did the design up front. We knew what we wanted. We knew we were working within the existing walls, so we kind of knew what we were looking for. And then our general contractor had a couple of suggestions, and we either incorporated them or didn't at that point. But it seems like with an expansion and possibly, even rearranging some of the bedrooms. Because I think if we expand, some of the interior bedrooms or some of the bedrooms that are there right now will no longer have windows. And so we have to worry about, egress and all that kind of stuff. And so
exactly,
just not, what are the steps that we need to start with? Do we start with a designer or an architect? Do we start with a general contractor and ask for ideas and bids, and where do we go?
Okay. Well, the first place you ought to go is rosieonthehouse.com and find the consumer alert for how to pick a general contractor, okay? It guides you through a multi-step process of screening out all of the people you're talking to. I tell people, and I understand this project for you is kind of a multifaceted, all-dimensional. I tell people, look, if you're thinking about expanding the master bath, go to some of the wholesale bathroom fixture supply houses in town and just ask them, what remodeler do y'all see in here that when you deliver the products, the job's on time, the job's well kept, he pays his bills on time? Go to the second layer of investigation. That's just one of the little tricks and tips that I tell people. One of the things you're going to want to do, of course, at Rosie on the House, we've got certified remodelers there you can start with, but we asked you to get in and take a look at what you want done. Invite them to your house one at a time. Then the second meeting, and make sure they're on time. Okay. And then the second meeting, they ought to ask you a lot of questions. One of the best questions that I like to ask is what caused you to call us? Because I like to know what their familiarity with us is. And then I ask, okay, show me what's broken. Now, what's broken is either a design or dated materials or a change of floor plan. Somebody's, we're moving mom and dad back, or we're now empty nesters, we're moving everybody out. So what's broken? Then we start taking a look at what do we have available to fix it. We start looking at the side yard setbacks, front and backyard setbacks, and all of those kinds of dimensions. Then when you finish that first visit, Jamie, what I want you to do is I want you to look that person in the eye and say, okay, when am I going to hear from you? And should we set our second appointment? Then when they make that second appointment, go wherever they want you to go. Now, they may want to just meet you right back at the house. They may want to meet you at their office. They want to meet you on one of the jobs that they've got going on. I'll tell you why that's important, and then I'm going to tell you why the third meeting is the most important when we get back right here at Rosie on the House.